From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand, joined by my faraway colleague, Alex Chadwick. Hi, Alex.
Hi, Madeline. We're broadcasting this week from Union Station in Kansas City. I've got an interview coming up with a Kansas City writer, Whitney Terrell, about Kansas City and the war and race.
Well, that's good, because that is where we're actually starting the show today, with the story of Gina, Louisiana. Thousands of student demonstrators are descending on the small Louisiana town of Gina. They're supporting six black teenagers who are charged with beating a white classmate. The Reverend Al Sharpton says the demonstration could be the beginning of the 21st century's civil rights movement. I'll speak with one of the demonstrators in just a moment.
First, some background on the story. It started a year ago when, at a Gina High School assembly, an African-American student asked about sitting under a tree where white kids always gather. The next day, three nooses dangled from the branches. The white students who hung them were suspended briefly. School administrators called it a prank.
Black students organized a silent protest standing under the tree. Other incidents followed. The black kids said they felt threatened by the district attorney. There were fights. And finally, a white student was beaten up by six black students at the high school.
Five of the Gina six were charged with attempted murder. They faced many years in prison. The charges since reduced. One has gone to trial. His conviction was overturned last week. An appeals court said he should not have been tried as an adult. This student, Michael Bell, had been scheduled for sentencing today, which is why the protest is now.
I'm joined now by Christopher Harvey. He's a political science student at Texas Southern University. Welcome to the program.
How you doing?
Why do you suppose this case is resonating so strongly with students across the country?
I mean, if you look in the, you know, you look in the past and the history, you know, especially specifically dealing with African Americans, more specifically African American males, you know, there have been a lot of instances where, you know, there have been times where I guess you could say that we've been treated unjustly or we've been treated unfairly from the majority. So to hear something like this happen, I mean, I just think it's really absurd and, you know, just ridiculous. And I can't believe this is happening. You know, and the Michael Bell, he's been in jail since December 2006. That is a very long time.
Well, the DA is saying that there's no racism involved here, that they're just simply charging a crime.
I mean, I'm sorry, can you repeat that question?
Yeah, I hear some protesting behind you. Just as you mentioned Michael Bell, as a matter of fact. Michael Bell is 16 years old, and he was the only one to go to trial so far. The
right.
DA is saying, well, there's no racism involved. I'm just pursuing a crime that happened.
I'm not here protesting saying that these six individuals are totally innocent. They did allegedly attack a person, and they were, you know, and they were wrong for that. However, at the same time, it's up to the criminal justice system to provide due process, and I do not believe that due process was given with Mr. Michael Bell, because he was charged with attempted murder by use of a deadly weapon, and I believe for him being 15 years old, that's something that should have been brought to juvenile court for aggravated assault, not attempted murder.
The Reverend Al Sharpton, who helped organize this demonstration, he says that this could be the beginning of the 21st century's civil rights movement. And I'm wondering if you feel the same way. Do you feel like you're part of something bigger?
You know, I feel as though that this is a stepping stone for more for students, and not just African-American students, but people all over, to be more culturally aware of what's going on in today's society. You know, I understand that, you know, we don't live in a utopian society, but at the same time, you know, as a student, you know, I just want to be able to experience certain things. And, you know, for me to be involved in this, I feel as though I'm actually making a difference, because my voice, quote-unquote, my voice is being heard, and hopefully the right people are hearing this voice.
Well, Christopher Harvey, thank you very much for joining us.
And anytime, my pleasure.
That's Christopher Harvey, a political science student from Texas Southern University in Gina, Louisiana, attending the student demonstration there.